ideas. Later, when these embryos hatched in the form of communism, Stravinsky was swiftly disillusioned. But in the first flush of his enthusiasm for the revolution, he penned this Hymn of the New Russia, arranging a very familiar tune.